Good evening, everybody. This is your coach, our hostess with the mostest, Mina Carr, and this is our Holiday Survival Challenge first call meeting call, whatever you want to call it here. I had to record this call early. Here it's 5:30 in Arizona, only because Will isn't home yet. He's trying to close out the year with reports and stuff since he's been out sick. So he's stuck in the office, and I'm stuck with all my 5 kiddos while also cooking dinner. So I apologize for the inconvenience, but I have this call for you, and I also have your assignment. So tonight, I wanted to talk to you about your habits and your why. Your habits and your why. And I love this quote from Aristotle where he wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do." And psychological studies have revealed that 95% of everything we feel, think, do, and achieve is a result of a learned habit. And our habits and routines allow us to use minimal conscious energy for everyday tasks. And they help keep us sane and enable us to handle most situations reasonably well. So let's turn to the subject of fitness and nutrition and what you're doing. If you eat healthfully, you've likely built those healthy habits around the foods you buy and even probably what you order at restaurants. If you're fit, or if you have friends who are fit, or family members who are fit, right, or you yourself are now getting fit, it's probably because you work out regularly, right? And let's talk about it in a general way in regards to your job. If you're successful, let's just say in a sales job, it's probably because your habits of mental preparation and even positive self-talk have enabled you to stay optimistic in the face of rejection. So tonight I want to ask you this. How many of you have a daily routine? And you're probably like, we've learned how to instill these routines since we were little, right? And we do them now as adults. We get up, we brush our teeth, maybe we make that hot pot of coffee, Nina. We walk our pets in the morning, perhaps we get our kids ready for school, we go to work, we run errands, etc. You guys get what I'm saying here. A daily routine built on good habits is the difference that separates the most successful amongst us from everyone else. And here's the secret I'm going to share with you peeps. And it's that successful people aren't necessarily more intelligent or more talented than anyone else. Are you hearing me? But what makes them successful is their habits that take them in the direction of becoming more informed, more knowledgeable, more competent, better skilled, and better prepared. Therein lies the difference. When starting a workout program or your fitness journey, each of you have to choose to make up for what you lack in innate ability with discipline, hard work, consistency, and good habits. Good habits. Good habits. And I promise you that with enough practice and repetition, any behavior, whether it's good or bad, to be honest, will become automatic over time. So your assignment till next Wednesday, I hope you're writing this all down. I hope you have pen and paper. And if not, you can listen to the recorded call again. But your assignment till next Wednesday is to make just a small, slight adjustment to your daily routine. Whether that be waking up 30 minutes earlier in the morning to get your workout in, or to plan your meals, or to do personal development, or to write out your to-do list for the day, etc. You get what I'm saying. Maybe it's to remove soda pop or candy or junk. Maybe it's no coffee. Maybe it's adding a salad to your daily meals. Maybe it's going to bed early at a decent time. And I want you to keep track every day of the slight change in your daily routine. And I'd love for us to discuss it when we have our call next Wednesday, which I promise you will not be a recorded call. I want you to see, through the purpose of this homework assignment, that these slight adjustments can dramatically change the outcomes in your life over time. Super small, seemingly insignificant adjustments or changes that can and will change your life. It will change your life. You know, it's not even enough, kind of now going on to talking about your why, to say you just want to lose 10 to 30 pounds, or you want to lose your tummy chub, or you just want to live a healthy lifestyle, or you want to look sexy in your skinny jeans. What's going to keep you consistent with the new positive choices that you need to make? What's going to stop you from falling back into your mindless bad habits? What's going to be different this time versus the times you've tried and failed before, especially when it comes to your fitness and nutrition? And here's something I've learned working and helping many people over the past 2 years. As soon as some of them get the slightest bit uncomfortable, they get tempted to slide back into their old world and their comfortable routine, right? Maybe that's even happened to you. I know for me personally, it has happened to me. The slightest bit of feeling uncomfortable, and we're tempted to slide right back into our comfortable routine, right? Let me ask you this right now. How bad do you want it? How bad? How bad do you want to lose those 10 to 30 pounds? How bad do you want to lose that tummy chub? How bad do you want to be healthy? How bad do you want to look sexy in those skinny jeans? We've got to stop this toxic cycle and stop the insanity, so to speak, not the workout. Stop the insanity and do something different so that you can get different and better results. So how do you do that? I want you to forget about willpower and focus on why power. I hope you're writing that down. Focus on your why power. Your choices are only going to be meaningful when you can connect them to your desires and your dreams. And many of you, I'm sure, have even heard me ask you this, right? Before you joined my group or received my help. I always ask, what's motivating you? Or I'll even take it a step further. How is it going to make you feel when you accomplish those goals? And why do I ask these questions to every person I help? Because the wisest and most motivating choices are the ones aligned with that which identify as your purpose, your core self. And your highest values. And I ask you that question because you've got to want it bad enough and know why you want it, or you'll end up giving up too easily. Right? I'm sure many of you are shaking your head because that was me one time too. So what is your why? You've got to have a reason as to why you joined my holiday challenge group if you want to make a significant improvement in your life. And in order to make you want to make the necessary changes, your why must be something that is deeply and fantastically motivating to you and only you. You've got to want this so bad that you are full steam ahead. So tonight, I'd like you to identify your why because it's so critical. So this is part two of your homework assignment. Identify your why power. Because what motivates you is going to be the ignition to your passion, the source of your enthusiasm to want to keep moving forward, right? Whether you've lost 1 pound or no pounds this week, whether you fell off the nutritional track or not, whether you missed 3 days of working out because life gets in the way or not. This is what's going to fuel your persistence. So again, tonight, two things. Are you ready? Number one, make one small change in your daily routine and choose to do something different every day in that routine, in your daily routine. Number two, what is your why power? And I'd love for you to either post your why power in our group or share it with me personally, send me a private message. So that is tonight's call, you guys, your habits and your why. I hope you were able to take away a few nuggets from here, but more importantly, apply it. Apply what I've taught you today. I thank you so much for being a part of our holiday challenge group. I'm so excited for each and every one of you. Please keep staying engaged in our group. Please keep sharing your experience, your journey with us. And please, please help continue to encourage and motivate one another. Thank you all. I hope you have a good night and talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.